In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation this day, Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2019. I am your host, Father Blessed Amban Njume. Today is Ash Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. The second reading is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 20 to chapter 6, verse 2. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6 and 16 to 18. I read from the first reading. But now, declares Yahweh, come back to me with all your heart, fasting, weeping, mourning. Tear your hearts and not your clothes, and come back to Yahweh your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in faithful love, and he relents about inflicting disaster. Who knows if he will not come back, relent, and leave a blessing behind him, a cereal offering and a libation to be presented to Yahweh your God. Blow the ram's horn in Zion, order a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly, call the people together, summon the community, assemble the elders, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Call the bridegroom from his bedroom and the bride from her bower. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, stand weeping between portico and altar, saying, spare your people, Yahweh. Spare your people. Do not expose your heritage to the contempt, to the sarcasm of the nations. Why give the people's cause to say, where is their God? Then, becoming jealous over his country, Yahweh took pity on his people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lent, a time to return closer to God. Lent, a time to return closer to God. Once again, dear friends, we have come to yet another season. Today is Ash Wednesday, and it marks the beginning of the holy season of Lent. The tradition of Lent started as a penitential preparation for Easter, a time when we give up the luxuries of this life. We engage a spiritual warfare against our sinful self in order to replicate the sacrifice of Jesus. We are expected to do this every day because salvation is not something we fight for only during Lent. But during this season, the call is all the more intense. Inasmuch as the quest for salvation is an everyday activity, this time is set aside particularly for it. In the life of the Jews, they always saw how far they had wandered away from their God, the God who saved them, who brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and how in his place they had worshipped other false gods and graven images. There was always that desire to return to the Lord. For as God himself says, "As long as he lives, he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they change from their evil way and live." Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 11. The call during this season then is a return to the Lord. Return to the Lord. Hosea chapter 14 verses 1 to 2. "We have sinned, Lord. We have sinned. We have greatly sinned against you, and we confess our guilt before you." Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 20. During this season then, it is a journey back to the Lord. A journey to the Lord who awaits us to return to him with open arms. Lent is a return journey, a return home, a return to God, a return to our goodness, a return to our original state of goodness after creation. It is a return to heaven. This return journey will last 6 weeks or 40 days. Then we will get to the climax of Holy Week leading to Easter. Why 40 days? 40 days to recall the 40 days Moses spent on Mount Sinai with no food or drink, waiting for the 10 commandments from God. Exodus chapter 34 verse 28. 40 days to recall the 40 days of fast of the prophet Elijah on Mount Horeb. 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 8. 40 days to recall the time given to the people of Nineveh by the prophet Jonah as a time of repentance and return to the Lord, lest they be destroyed. Jonah chapter 3 verse 4. 40 days to recall the 40 days of fasting and prayer Jesus spent in the desert before his public ministry. Matthew chapter 4 verse 2. During this time, all these people made sacrifices of no food and drink. We too during this time are invited to make bodily sacrifice of food, drink, and pleasures of sin. Lent also lasts 40 days to recall the 40 days and nights of the flood that destroyed the old creation. Genesis chapter 7 verse 17 and Genesis chapter 8 verse 6. And after the flood, we are told, a new creation was made. Similarly, Lent leads us to the Feast of Easter, that after the cross, suffering and death, we celebrate new life at the resurrection. So we too undergo, as it were, a flood of destruction of our old self during Lent to rise to a new life with Jesus at Easter in the resurrection. But how, beloved, can we embark on this return journey? God wants our hearts. "Let your hearts be broken, not your garments torn." Joel chapter 2 verse 13. If you fast, if you deny yourself food and drink, you refuse to bathe, sleep on the floor, all in the name of Lent, yet continue to do evil, then your garments are torn, but your heart is not broken. Avoid evil. Love. Love and love. Forgive your enemies. Let your words preach peace. As we begin this season, let your goals be set. That is why it is called the Holy Season. Gain all the graces. Be a better you and draw closer to God. May God bless all your endeavors. Remember, you are not doing this for someone. You are doing it for your own good. As we begin this season, we wish you all a very lengthy and happy Lenten season and a happy Lenten journey. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.